The Drunk Knight Part 3. This idea was submitted by Benson Smythe, and I really love this couple a lot, even though they're cheating. So this one, I think, kind of returns to the first part of Part 1, where everything is light and fun and there's no commitment. You know, they're giggly again and happy, because Part 2, there was a lot of sadness there. That one was a bit depressing. And it's nice just to see them, it's nice to have them be lighthearted, especially with that lap dance. That got a little silly. But I wanted that to portray just the fun that they're having. You know, she's with her best friend. I wanted it to have that best friend vibe too. You know, and where she puts up her hair and she says, oh, can I pull this off? You know, it's kind of like when girls are having slumber parties and they're doing shit like that with their friends. And, you know, I mean, you know, he's not a girl, but it's just supposed to have that same best friend vibe. Because this night is supposed to be about them being best friends. It's not supposed to be a real date. I don't think that either of them anticipated that it would turn into what it turned into. So this was not pre-planned. But there's so much chemistry between these two, and they kind of belong together. So it was inevitable that it would turn into what it turned into. And there's that line where she says that, you know, he gives her butterflies and it's like they're newlyweds, but at the same time it feels like they've been together forever. I mean, it's possible to capture something very similar to that when things are really good in a relationship and you've been together for a long time. But being able to capture like that real butterfly feeling with someone you've actually, you know, been married to for a very long time, I don't know how possible that is. But, you know, she feels that with him. Then they go on to have the best sex ever. And he has a better cock than Joel. So they're not going to discuss their future, because this is all about just having fun and being in the moment and no commitment. And that's when they do have the most fun. I see them having difficulties going back to their normal life after this, considering that they're both having marital issues and neither one of them is all that happy in their marriage, and they're a lot happier together. So we'll see what no commitment turns into. Oh, also, they've gone from I love you to I'm in love with you. And that's big, because as she says, there's a big difference between I love you and I'm in love with you. So now they've both admitted that they're in love with each other. So that's pretty big. And this one actually, even though this is about two cheating spouses, it really did turn into like this wholesome romantic audio at the end. That's the thing about these two, like you do cheer them on, even though what they're doing might be immoral. You can't help but root for them. Well, immoral. I guess I shouldn't say immoral, because, you know, that's subjective. Yeah, so these two are cheating, yet you're still rooting them on. Like, you're cheering for them. Because they are just, they're so good together. And they're so sweet together. And they're so happy together. And it's obvious that my character is not happy with Joel at all. But at the same time, it's really hard to imagine them breaking up their marriages so that they can be together. Just because we've heard so much about Joel and Heather that they have kind of become characters as well. And so I don't want to hurt either of them. I mean, I'm sure they both are probably hurt because of this situation. Well, they will be at some point. But, you know, I've come to like them as well. Plus, what complicates this whole thing is that the four of them have been best friends since college. So Heather is one of her best friends, and, you know, she's sleeping with Heather's husband. And if these two were to break up their marriages and get married themselves, they would be screwing over their own best friends as well. So this whole thing is a complicated mess. But it's fun to be a voyeur and just kind of see what they're up to. Even if they are hurting other people.